Well, here we are at the end of, almost the end of October. Can you believe it? How quickly the year has gone by. It's no mystery. We look around everywhere. We see the signs of Halloween. And I want to talk about that again. I think it's vitally important that we really understand what it is, what Halloween really is, and whether or not we should, as God's people, have anything to do with it. So again, the title of this message is Why People Should Not Celebrate Halloween. Because it has its roots in paganism, first of all. And this is from an article on 21 Facts About Halloween. And in ancient Britain and Ireland, the Celtic festival of Samhain was observed on October 31st at the end of summer. The souls of the dead were supposed to revisit their homes on this day, and the autumn festival acquired sinister significance, with ghosts, witches, goblins, black cats, fairies, and demons of all kinds said to be roaming about. It was a time to placate the supernatural powers controlling the processes of nature. In addition, Halloween was thought to be the most favorable time for divinations concerning marriage, luck, health, and death. It was the only day on which the help of the devil was invoked for such purposes. Yeah. So how many know that in early America, Halloween was not celebrated due to America's strong Christian heritage? So many of the Christian groups that settled here, like the Pilgrims, the Puritans, the Quakers, and the Baptists, they refused to observe Halloween, including All Saints Day. So really, if you think about the spirit behind Halloween, it's more than just a fun time to dress up and gather candy, right? It's really based in fear and evil. And yet, in 2 Timothy 1:7, as God's people, he says he has not given us a spirit of fear. And yet, it's the spirit of fear that's celebrated. But he's given us a spirit of power and of love and what? Sound mind. So fear is really the opposite of faith. All right? Because all unbelief really is based in fear and unwillingness to believe. As followers of Jesus, we should not entertain anything that magnifies fear and evil. And I know that when you talk to people, even some Christians, about this, they get highly upset. And so a lot of times we are self-centering because we don't want to get people upset. But how many know that somebody has to be speaking the truth for people to wake up and understand how they are being deceived? Even in the church, people are being deceived into thinking that somehow this is some innocent holiday. The Bible says in Galatians 5:22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So the spirit of Halloween is really the spirit of the devil. It's the spirit of Antichrist. It really stands for everything that is against what God stands for. God stands for life. And Halloween, death is celebrated. We stand for goodness, amen? We stand for righteousness. We stand for truth. There's a spirit behind Halloween, but it's not the Spirit of God. It's not the Holy Spirit. Once again, because it's fear-based. So what does Halloween do? Well, it focuses mainly on the darkness. In Ephesians 5:11, it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. In Ephesians 5:8, it says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So even as those early believers had come together, there were those who still were practicing the darkness. And so he was warning them against that. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 22, I don't know how much clearer this can be. It says, stay away from every kind of evil. King James says, all appearance. even the appearance of evil. Stay away from it. I know they say, well, it's only a stone idol or a Buddha or, you know, some type of a pagan deity. But how many know behind every idol is a demon spirit? The idol itself has no power, but if people start worshiping the stone or the wood or whatever the idol is, the enemy will pounce on them. And so Halloween is very deceptive because many people are convinced that it's simply an innocent holiday where it's really demonic. It's satanic to the core. It's really a trick of Satan to get people involved in something that promotes the demonic. So the idea is to promote evil as something that is fun and entertaining. How many know that there is a thrill to evil? If you've been in the world, you understand that. I was in it. You know, there's a thrill to evil. That's why it's attractive. That's why people get involved with it. Seances, Ouija boards, these things, they get involved because it's a thrill. Or the horror movies. And all these things are entertaining, really, demons and promoting a fear. And those who, you know, watch these things, for example, the horror flicks, you know. And, you know, a lot of people get demon-possessed by watching those things. They get demon-possessed by playing with Ouija boards. So the enemy wants to make it out to be some kind of innocent game that you play when it's really demonic, satanic. So here's God's instructions to Israel. Before they entered the land of Canaan, Deuteronomy 18:9, he says, "When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, be very careful not to imitate the detestable customs of the nations living there. For example, never sacrifice your son or daughter as a burnt offering." Human sacrifice, right? "And do not let your people practice fortune telling or use sorcery or interpret omens or engage in witchcraft, or cast spells, or function as mediums or psychics, or call forth the spirits of the dead." Seance. "Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord." Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord. It is because of the nations have done these detestable things that the Lord your God will drive them out ahead of you. But how many Christians unknowingly engage in occult practices? They go to the fortune teller. They look up their horoscope. They consult a Ouija board, or Dungeons and Dragons is another hook. Oh, it's just an innocent game. It's a fun game, a role game. It's all about satanic witchcraft, evil. Amen? What flee from all appearance or every kind of evil? People think nothing about Harry Potter. It's promoting witchcraft. They think nothing of yoga because, well, yoga is just a form of exercise. But yeah, actually, yoga means to be yoked together. It means to yoke together. So each one of those poses is actually a pose to a certain deity, a pagan deity. And so when you're yoking together in that pose to that pagan deity, I'm all for exercise. I'm not for yoga. And there are Hindu, ex-Hindus, who got born again, are coming to America and trying to warn the American Christians to stay away from yoga. I think we should heed that. Stay away from all appearance. Have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Rather, expose them. And even some of these practices, again, they've crept into the church. But the Lord went on to remind Israel in Deuteronomy 18:13, "But you must be blameless before the Lord your God. The nations you are about to displace consult sorcerers and fortune tellers. But the Lord your God forbids you to do such things." We've had to do deliverance on people who have consulted fortune tellers, who've had their, you know, their palm read. Seemed like an innocent thing, but you've gone to a different source. You've drunk from a polluted pool. Amen? We need to go to the Lord for our help. Amen? The devil always wants to take the place of God in our lives. Look for ways, opportunities to take the worship away from God to himself. So he likes to dress up evil as being something innocent and fun. Now, we all know that kids love candy, right? They like dressing up. I remember doing it when I was a kid. You know, in your favorite costumes. But the devil knows this too. So he uses these innocent things as a means to draw children unknowingly into pagan worship. It starts out with a little bit of an interest in this or that, a little thrill here, a little thrill there. And then they start to see things happen and they begin to get drawn in even deeper. And before long, what they thought they had control of is now controlling them. And now they are hooked. Amen. But how many know that there is deliverance in Jesus' name? There is freedom available in Jesus. Amen. God can set the captive free. Don't listen to the devil that would lie to you and tell you, oh, you're in too deep, you can't get out. God can break any chain. God can liberate any captive. Hallelujah. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. Amen. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Again, if you look at the origins of Halloween, it is this Celtic festival of Samhain, and it's pronounced Samhain by the Wiccans. And it's easy to see that it is not from God. And would you agree with me, it's important that we explain these things to our kids? Amen. And not just tell them, you're just not going to do it because I said so, but explain why and establish an understanding that you're actually protecting them. So it's not some kind of cute, harmless holiday for kids to dress up and gather candy. It's rooted in paganism, and God forbids that. In Romans 14:12, I know some people are going to say, well, I just don't believe that. And they're going to do what they want to do anyways. I've tried to reason with some Christians about this, and they just don't see it. And it's because there's a blindness. We need discernment today, don't we? We need to be able to see clearly. Little compromises lead to big compromises, which lead to greater blindness. But we're not to have any fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. In Romans 14:12, it says, so then each one of us, what? Will give an account of himself to God. So have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. How many are seeing all the things coming out right now about Hollywood and the music industry? It's all coming out. God has taken the lid off everything. And he's taken the lid off the things that have been going on in the churches. Amen. How many know it's a good time to get your heart right with God right now? Amen. Hallelujah. I want revival in our land. Amen. We need to wake up in America. The church needs to wake up. Amen. And we need to cast off the unfruitful works of darkness. Have nothing to do with it. Run to Jesus. Run into the light. Amen. Most of us would agree, and I think, at least I believe, we're living in the last days. Therefore, we must be on guard against all deception of the devil. 1 Peter 4:7, but the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. You need to have communion with the Lord. You need to have your spiritual eyes opened through the Word of God and through communion in the Holy Spirit. God warned Israel to have nothing to do with the pagan practices of the nations of Canaan. They were not to cohabitate with them. In Numbers 33:51, he said, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you have crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan, which was the promised land, he says, then you shall what? Drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, destroy all their graven images, destroy all their molded images, demolish all their high places. You shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land and dwell in it, for I have given you the land to possess. He says, I don't want you cohabitating with the inhabitants of the land. How does that apply to me today? We are to have nothing to do with sin, nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness. Amen. We are to drive it completely out of our lives, out of our homes, out of our families, out of our churches. Amen. And we are not to cohabitate. We are not to compromise in any way, shape, or form with evil. Because our God is holy, and He expects His people to be holy. Because He is light, He wants us to walk in His light. So we can be light to this world. Amen? God wants to deliver us from every form of evil. He wants us to be set apart for Him. Hallelujah. And when you walk in the light, then you can see clearly. Amen. The reason why people cannot discern is because they don't walk in the light. And when you walk in darkness, you will walk in blindness. So you want to make sure you get anything out of your life, amen, that has anything to do with the occult, with the darkness. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to show you if there's anything in your home that needs to go. Anything you brought into your home that has any kind of connection to paganism. Even fetishes such as rabbit's foot and good luck charms. These are things, too, that people put their faith in rather than God. It's an idol. It needs to go. In the book of Acts, many came with their dark arts and all their paraphernalia, and they had bonfires. They burned it all up. Amen. And that needs to happen in America. Amen. We need to have a bonfire. If there's stuff, amen, that God says don't bring this into your home, don't bring this into your camp, it's accursed, amen, then we need to be listening, because God's trying to protect His people from the deception of the enemy, and He's pretty good at it, isn't He? Look how many people already think there's nothing wrong with Halloween. Listen to what He said in Numbers 33, verse 55. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land, if you don't do this, He said, then it shall be that those whom you let remain shall be irritants in your eyes and thorns in your sides. What happens if you get something in your eye? It obscures your vision. Amen? It irritates. It also messes with your mind. Uh-huh. And it shall be like a thorn in your side. These are going to be, you know, this is going to be a painful experience for you if you don't listen to me. But they shall harass you in the land where you dwell. There are people that are harassed by spirits because of these types of things that they have justified in their own minds and made excuses for, and don't listen to when the Holy Spirit's trying to reason with them. And if we don't want to listen to God, then we will get what we ask for, and that is destruction. He said they're going to harass you. You're not going to be able to lay your head down at night and sleep. People are tormented sometimes because of things they've allowed in their lives. We need to ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, is there anything in my life that needs to go? Now, this may sound cruel that God's saying to drive them out and have nothing to do with them, right? But actually, the Canaanites were among the most corrupt, immoral, and depraved people the world had ever known. And God had actually patiently waited for 400 years, but there was no change on their part. And He knew that if His people did not dispossess them, Israel would become infected by their immorality and pagan worship. Therefore, God told them to drive them out. Told Israel to drive out the Canaanites completely and destroy every trace of pagan worship. Do you notice He said all of it? All their molded images, all the inhabitants of the land, all their high places, right? This is how we need to be about sin in our lives. We need to deal with it harshly. We need to have no mercy, all right? No sympathy for the devil. Because in the areas where you think you're going to justify a little sin or a little this or that is an area where he will continue to operate in your life to bring harassment and destruction. So when I got born again, I had to get rid of everything that I knew was connected to the darkness, including a lot of my music, most of it. God says, I want you coming out completely. Amen? Come completely out of the world, completely out of Egypt. All right? We're not to have anything to do any longer with the unfruitful works of darkness. Rather, now we expose them. The light exposes the darkness. So in 2 Corinthians 6:17, The Lord said, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. New Testament, quoting from the Old Testament. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. So he said, do what? Come out from among them and be separate. Why? Because we represent him who is light. We represent he who is holy. So we must also be holy in everything we do and everything that we allow. We must take the time. We must teach others, teach our children. And the reasons why Halloween is not for us as God's people. You know, God's not against having fun. All right? But we should not have fun with something that's evil. Again, Halloween is a trick of Satan to get people involved in something that promotes his evil agenda. So the simple answer is no, we should not. Amen? Celebrate Halloween as God's people. And that's based upon the authority of God's word, not my opinion. Proverbs 3:7 says this, do not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. God wants his people to come out. All right? Out of the world, out of evil. Hallelujah. Have nothing to do with it. So God has set before us today the choice to choose life or to choose death. We have that option. He sets before us life and death. Choose life, therefore, that you may live. And again, as God's people, we need to get rid of anything that has any connection to paganism or to the occult. Amen. And because we are now walking in the light of Christ. Hallelujah. And we're the salt and we're the light of the world. Hallelujah. And because God has chosen you and I to be representatives of him, we want to live in a way that honors him, that glorifies him. Amen. Because God has given us authority in his name to destroy the works of the devil. We should have nothing to do, no collaboration with the enemy. Amen. And the things of Satan. God wants people to come out of that. He wants people to be set free from that. Amen. God will save people that are involved in the occult. If they will turn to Jesus, he's able to save to the utmost. Amen. Those who turn to him, it doesn't matter how deep they're in that. God can deliver them out of that. God wants to bring people out of darkness and into light, but you cannot live in both worlds. You have to make up your mind who you're going to serve. And as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Come on. Jesus is coming, hallelujah. And he's coming for those who are ready. He's coming for those who are looking for him. He's coming for those who have been born again. Amen. And so he said in Revelation 22:12, behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. But we are not of that. We are children of the light. If you live in the light, amen, walk in the light. Hallelujah. If you've come to Christ, amen, now let's live for him the rest of our days. Amen. And don't allow the enemy in any way to entrap you with something that may appear to be good, but is only a trick. Hallelujah. See, the devil doesn't always come, you know, in a red suit with horns and a tail. He often will appear as an angel of light to deceive people. He'll look for something beautiful, even and attractive. That's right. And that's how he deceives people. If they don't know how to judge, they don't know how to discern. If they don't have the Holy Spirit and they don't rely upon the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, then they have no way of judging what's of God and what's of the devil. And people who claim to be followers of Jesus, to be Christians, and they're practicing paganism, amen, they need their eyes opened up. But their eyes will not be opened up until they repent. They take responsibility. And I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to go home today. I'm going to get rid of anything in my house, amen, that is any way connected to the darkness or to the occult, amen. And I'm going to rid my life of anything to do with evil. Why? Because I want to walk in the light as a child of God. And I want to, amen? And God has given us authority over unclean spirits. Amen? I've given you power, he said, to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the devil. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. I'm not afraid of the darkness, are you? I'm not afraid of the devil. Why? Because Jesus, my Lord, is greater than the devil. Amen. And greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. But we've got to choose, amen, to follow Jesus and come out completely out of Egypt, completely out of the world. Amen. And go completely with Jesus on this journey. Hallelujah. And his way is life and peace. His way is joy. His way is freedom. Hallelujah. I'm a free man today because God has set me free through Jesus Christ. I'm no longer a slave to sin. I'm no longer bound by darkness. Amen. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, choose this day. Let's say it together. As for me, in my house, I will serve the Lord. Amen.